Clark's on the line. Hey, Clark, what you say?
I've got a question for you about my grass. Got some St. Augustine. Got a little patch of grass that we call our island of grass that's happens to be surrounded by a little sidewalk from our driveway and our driveway. It's cut off from the rest of the lawn. Slowly died over the summer and turned brown into brown sticks. And regardless of how much I watered or fed it, and it does not appear to be a fungus. You know, I tugged on the grass. It does not. It doesn't pull out of the ground. It's not black at the base. Kind of when you have brown patch. And I don't think it has any bugs. I don't know what's killing it. And I don't know if I can bring it back to life after it's completely brown the way it is.
When it didn't respond at all this fall.
Do what?
It didn't respond at all this fall, this autumn.
No, it was. I mean, by the time it was fall, it was, you know, it's pretty bad shape. But I would say it started dying in August.
Was it St. Augustine? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Nope, it's dead.
It's dead.
I'd wait till. How big is it? A smaller area?
Yeah.
It's not that.
Oh yeah,
area.
It's small. It's like 6x6.
Okay. I'd wait till spring, or you can do it now if you can find some. You know, they sell pieces of, sometimes they sell pieces of Floratam over here, Floratam St. Augustine.
Yeah, no.
Is it in the shade or the sun?
It is mostly sun.
That's good.
Mostly sun?
Yeah, it gets early morning shade and that's it.
And a lot of traffic?
No, nobody ever walked on it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Zoysia.
Yeah, Zoysia is pretty, but the Floratam came out really well. In these drought tests that they just, we haven't got the official results yet, but it fared, Bermuda grass was the only thing that fared better than the Floratam. So.
Well, I want it to, you know, I want it to be the same grass as the rest of the lawn.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be, so, yeah.
Yeah, it looks
like.
The
same.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah, and it, even if it is brown patch or take all patch, some of that kind of stuff, it won't show, it won't be as symptomatic as will the other.
Now, you know, on the surface, it sounds like it would have had to be take all patch.
Yeah, to be brown.
Yeah,
but then I'm wondering, it was almost hard to keep things, especially a condition like that, watered as hot and dry as it was. So.
Well, that's a patch that I watered pretty regularly, and I hand watered that one.
Did you take something and penetrate the soil a little bit? I was. A number of people that had said, well, hey, they've been watering and the grass wasn't responding. And then when I went to look at it, it had kind of baked, you know, it just dried out and the water was just not penetrating. But you know, make a little check like that and just see how hard that soil is. Even now with the rain we've gotten, there's some places that are just so compacted or... The layer is formed that's pretty impenetrable.
The patch, you mean?
The best way to water a place like that is to turn your hose on like a slow leak and let it run out there for several hours.
Pretty much what I did. I turned the sprinkler head upside down and let it slowly water the entire area.
Yeah, so it doesn't, it doesn't flow over.
Right.
But it slowly soaks in. That gets away from Calvin's problem with that. And places like that will bake.
Yeah, boy, they
do. That's almost a container.
Yeah.
That's almost.
Yep. Well, it sounds like that's the answer. Appreciate it, guys.
Hey,
all right,
Clark,
good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Clark.